there really is a chemistry between the four people. And when we work in the studio, that's really the most fun part of the process, I think, because it's you know, you've written something, but you've just been playing it by yourself. And then to hear it really turn into three dimensions with everybody adding their thing to it, it's always satisfying.
It's been a long time coming. In fact, it's been 4 years. But finally, the power pop giants Fountains of Wayne have released the new album, Sky Full of Holes, and their chemistry as a band is very much intact. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. In 1996, songwriters Adam Schlesinger and Chris Collingwood formed the band Fountains of Wayne. Together, they plunged into writing cheerful melodies that belie some pretty dark sentiments. Their songs are full of characters who struggle with the monotony, boredom, and true heartache of everyday life. They became critical darlings of alternative pop, but the sales from their second album, Utopia Parkway, were disappointing, and they were dropped by their label. After a few-year hiatus, they found themselves with a hit, a true hit, as Stacy's Mom propelled them onto top 40 radio. Add a couple of Grammy nominations, and they officially became pop stars. It's been a four-year but worthwhile wait for new material from Fountains of Wayne, and when almost all of the band came to FUV to play a few songs from Sky Full of Holes, they talked with host Claudia Marshall about one member's obvious absence.
We have to give a big, fat shout-out to Jody, the lead guitar player, who, well, let's say he's not here.
He's curled up with his puggle right now.
He actually sent me a photo of two dogs. Gave me some lame excuse about he has to look after his animals.
Since when did he start looking after his own animals? It's crazy.
He can't even look after himself.
But we've got the rest.
I hope the stripper was worth it.
And the Jamesons we brought in specially for him. So, guys, it's so great to have you back. And, of course, as is so often the case with this band, it's what, like 4 years between records for you guys?
Yeah, that seems to be the pace we work at. I mean, the most important thing for us is just waiting until we have a batch of songs we're happy about. That takes some time. Mm-hmm. And then there's always some external factors. And, you know, we always think it's going to be faster this time, and it always ends up being the same. So we don't fight it.
She's been afraid of the Cuisinart since 1977. Now when she opens up the house, well, she won't set foot in the kitchen. Her brother's dating an architect. They're coming up for the weekend. He never gave her the proper respect, but she still needs a ferry to greet them. Oh, at the summer place, we've got the space if you've got the time. In the summer place, so far away, it's another state of.
What, aside from obviously hopefully a big payday, what keeps you coming back together?
A big payday.
We're in this for the money.
He thought that was hysterically funny, didn't he? But seriously, what brings you guys back together again to make record after record?
I mean, we like this band. We like to do it.
Beats flipping eggs.
Beats flipping eggs.
I hardly picture you flipping eggs as the alternative, Chris Collingwood.
I used to sling burgers.
Yeah.
Hardee's.
Is it fun when you guys get in the room after a break?
I mean, it you know, there really is a chemistry between the four people. And when we work in the studio, that's really the most fun part of the process, I think, because it's you know, you've written something, but you've just been playing it by yourself. And then to hear it really turn into three dimensions with everybody adding their thing to it is always satisfying.
There's a song at the very end of the record, which is, I want to say, one of the most unusual songs I've heard from you guys and really very moving.
Cemetery Guns, it's just, it's about a military funeral, and I think appropriately so, it's got a march, kind of drum feel to it. Some foreign journalist asked me a while ago, on the eve of or the beginning of one of our invasions or wars, just if the band ever felt compelled to address the serious stuff in the world, and you know, just a kind of, something we'd never done before, and why not?
Elizabeth, that thundercloud is creeping up the Empire Hill. There's shadows on the overpass and puddles in the old dirt path. Peoria lay silent still in the belly of the overgrown. All quiet on the open plain, footprints to the family plot. Wherevermore will restless sorrow sleep in a broken heap. Cemetery guns go bang bang.
times in a row. For the blue war widow in the gray raincoat on the green grass down below.
That was Cemetery Guns and The Summer Place, live performances from Fountains of Wayne, whose most recent album is called Sky Full of Holes. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.